Okay, so we're on to question three now. And Jody, you have first go at this question. What are the two key strategic goals that you think are important for Blind Low Vision New Zealand to investigate over the next 5 years?
One would be to look at how we engage with our youth. We have some great opportunities there to develop some pathways for our youth coming through from blends, and where they go from there is around the country is a bit hard to develop it and get them into a way that's going to assist them in the future, to put them in the right direction, have those supports in place for them, and know what's available for them through blind sports or leadership programs, and what sort of educational pathways could be developed for them to be able to work and to become independent and in employment side of things, and to be able to live the lives they want. The other side of thing is strategically, we need to look at regional. I feel that a lot of the services around the country have been neglected in some ways, and some of the services are not being provided
10
where
seconds.
they should be. So something that we really need to strategically look at and how we can cater for those people.
Thank you, Jody. And Paul Brown, you're next to answer question three.
I mean, I think it's an interesting question given that our current strategic plan runs from 2024 to 28. So actually, the first bit of the job of any directors elected this year will be to ensure that the current strategic plan continues to be fit for purpose and is doing what it should, and that the organisation is on course there. Two kind of strategic things for me. One is about strengthening client voice. I think that's really important, and that means new clients, long-term clients, young people, clients from different ethnic backgrounds, Maori, Pacifica, etc. I think we need to hear the client voice in service design and delivery come through much stronger. The other for me is about how we take the new opportunities, or the opportunities that some of the new technology and other things that Clive mentioned previously that are coming on stream, so that blind people in New Zealand, Aotearoa, can benefit from, glasses that enable us to read things
15
at the same
seconds.
time as sighted people, that mobility aids there are there available for everyone, so that we don't leave anyone behind.
Thanks very much, Paul. And Judy Small, you're next to answer question three.
Thanks, Tania. I think the two important goals are that we are having a big increase in the older population, and their needs will be different from the population that we currently have now. So we really need to look at our membership and look at the demographics of it and work out which services will become more important for which groups and how we deliver those services in a meaningful way to the actual groups who will benefit mostly from those services. So if we're getting a huge increase in older people who are losing their vision and perhaps their hearing and some of their other mobility skills, we need to take that into account when we're providing that kind of service to them. So we may have a different service structure to look at. The other thing is, Paul and Clive have briefly touched on it, is around the technology and the enabling technologies are coming onto the market. And where do we buy the best from, and what does work and doesn't work in our New Zealand context is important to explore as well. But underpinning it all, as Paul says, we do need to make sure we don't go outside of our strategic plan. And within this time of 5 years, we will be planning for our next strategic plan as well.
Thank you, Judy. And question three is for you, Clive.
I think we're already in a strong financial position. So I know it's always important to be financially sustainable, but to me, that's not an immediate matter of concern. So my pick for two strategic goals to really be looking at over the next 5 years are to be up to date with these new developments in technology that are really likely to have a profound impact on blind people, and to also focus on building up our core services and fully involving blind people in the design of those services, because we really want to make sure that that all our clients come with us on the journey towards a new kind of self-reliance that we need to develop with as society changes. So those are my pick for the two important strategic goals that we should be looking at in the next 5 years.
Thank you, Clive. And La Toa Halato Talangi, your question three.
Coming at the end, the others have taken up a lot of the space. But my thinking, looking at the current strategic plan, there's no mention of the United Nations CRPD in there at all. So I think there's a lost opportunity to look at how the UN CRPD can be leveraged so that our members and clients have access to the same rights as other citizens. That's an important strategic area to look at. The other one is to build good partnerships and look at the models that enable that to happen. The current strategy talks about collaboration, which assumes that there are steps already taken to get to a collaboration process, but you need to have good partnerships to develop collaboration.
Thank you, La Toa.